Hey everyone, my name is Chris Lambert. On this channel, we talk yay, and we have a few headlines to get into, a little bit of a busy day. The full Piers Morgan interview came out a couple hours ago. You can see that it's an hour and 40 minutes long. So another one of these marathon interviews. Yay did a very long one with Tucker Carlson, then the Drink Champs interview, and now here another 1 hour and 40 minute interview. And it's a lot goes on. These two are going back and forth. There's times where it's very contentious. There's times where they're laughing. It seems to end in a good place, but it kind of has some of that energy of the interview with Chris Cuomo, where there's a lot of challenging of ideas, but it's done a bit more respectfully than that one. I mean, the call lasted a lot longer. And there's some progress in terms of Ye clarifying a lot of his thoughts. His messaging has improved and getting to more of the core idea of what he really wanted to talk about without a lot of the hate that was part of it. And that's really giving people a lot of like relaxation, a lot of hope. Like the energy in the yay community has been mellowing out rather than being on such a being filled with so much conflict as it had over the last week and a half. So there's going to be a lot in this interview that's positive, but then there are some moments that still are going to generate some headlines, like using an R word in response to Joe Biden not talking to Elon Musk, things like that. So there's like steps forward and steps back where Ye and his messaging, it's like core ideas, but the delivery sometimes just really shooting himself in the foot with the headlines that are going to be generated. But definitely another one that's worth checking out. And then here, Balenciaga ended its relationship with Ye. This was something that some people saw coming. Balenciaga had removed Ye from its Paris Fashion Week materials. He had led at the start of the show wearing his big security outfits. And then Demna had actually unfollowed him on Instagram last week as well. So they officially cut ties, and Ye's response when reached via text message was just, "God runs the world. We perform only for God. We serve only God. God bless." So kind of a non-answer, but a very Ye answer. So that partnership's done. He actually talked about it in this interview here that he did, saying that it's one of the like very freeing, like, guess how much money Balenciaga paid him? Zero. And that now that he's away from having to work with them, that it's actually beneficial and helpful for what he's going to do next. So this was him leaving, I think it's North's basketball game that happened. And there was just a ton of people waiting. And he did about 5 minutes of interview time and gave a lot of thoughts, was in a good mood. So that's another thing to check out. And then there was this, there's a story on Ye wanting to build his own mini city called the Yayco system. And Ye responded to this on Parler, not on Twitter or Instagram, saying the communities I'm building are not called the Yayco system. They don't have a name yet. Oh, one of the other things, he started talking in here about Kano and the STEM player. And I was told that he doesn't own STEM. Like, Kano owns STEM. So Ye talks about owning like STEM as a company here, but STEM, even though they've worked so closely with Ye, is still a Kano owned company, K-A-N-O. So just one of the interesting things when he started talking some of the business aspects here and talking about STEM. But I got reminded of that for some reason here. But the communities I'm building are not called the Yayco system. They don't have a name yet. So even though Ye disagrees with the Yayco system and some of the reports on the story, it seems that he doesn't disagree with the story itself. He is building communities, which is something like we've kind of known if you've been following him. He talked about getting Young Thug had offered Ye like 100 acres of property or land in Atlanta, which I think Ye might have been wanting to use for the colleges, like Donda University. But he's also talked about doing Dondasteries, like his version of the monastery, or these like shopping plus meditation places. But he's definitely building communities. So while this story has some legs. It seems like whatever source they're using, the idea of the ecosystem as like the official name is a stretch. So it's just one of those things where like you have to take sources with a grain of salt. But in other news, our podcast season on My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy has started. A lot of people think that the YouTube channel is the podcast, and it is not. So the podcast is something completely different with the lyrical analysis of Ye's entire discography. We've covered everything except My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, Yeezus, and The Life of Pablo, though we did write the dissect season on Yeezus. So all the lyrical analysis is Travis and my thoughts. Same thing with the Life of Pablo bonus episode. So it's like we've kind of covered everything except My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. But the first episode, us talking about the album, giving our initial song rankings, is out if you want to go check it out. New episodes will drop every Tuesday for like the next 3 months, 4 months. You can find it on Apple under Watching the Throne, of course, on Spotify under Watching the Throne, anywhere where you listen to podcasts. We also have our logo merch, like our own branded merch for the first time. We've tried doing some Ye-inspired merch in the past and always ran into places being like, no, we won't print this because it has a version of the Dropout Bear, which is frustrating. So I'm really excited just to have like our own brand on a shirt. It's a logo we've been rocking with for a little bit here, and I think it looks fantastic. So if you want to support the channel, this is one of the best ways to do it. This is limited time only. We actually only have like 8 or 9 days left on this. It'll go away at the end of October, so like October 30th, October 31st. So get your shirts or your hoodie while you can. It's limited time. What, $46 for the hoodie, $28 for a shirt. They come in all these sizes. And then also, whatchamacallit, black or white. So we only have two color options, but yeah. You know, I encourage you to go get a shirt because they're pretty, pretty sweet. So that's it for now. Until next time, stay wavy and keep it loopy. Cheers.